turned three, took a present from his daddy's hand, a genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was a president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he picks big calls and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. So he does his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got healthcare all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another man's sweat to pay for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. There'll be a party come this November where we're gonna set things straight. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding the hammer, when we're holding the hammer, when we're holding the hammer, every one of them looks like a nail. Like a nail. That's right.
Well, another good evening. Jack Bauer here. The name of the show, of course, is called The American Reconstruction Project. You find me here every Saturday night, same time, same station. Of course, unless you've been in a closet for a while, that song means I'm right around the corner, and, well, here I am. Hey, before we get going, I need to give that little disclaimer that you guys seem to like so much. It goes something like this. Anything you hear on the show tonight, please do not consider it to be legal advice. We do not, cannot, will not give legal advice. First of all, legal advice only works on a planet far, far away where the law matters. It doesn't matter here. We prove that on a daily, weekly, hourly basis. But if you need good legal advice, feel free to go out and hire you some shyster that would be an attorney. He'll be more than glad to take your money, probably take your house, take your car, take your home, take your kids, take your wife, take your cat, get your dog, and if you're lucky, just leave you out on the streets. If you're not quite so lucky, he might even book you in at the Ray Bar Motel. Anyway, tonight on the show, I've got a guy that I really respect from the bottom of my depths. His name is Ralph Winterott, and he's up in Alaska, and he flat knows how to take the state, federal courts apart. And he's going to hope share a lot of that with us tonight, along with he has deciphered and understands better than anyone I know, and I've known a lot of great men, the IRS, and why you're not required to pay and who it actually pertains to. So we'll bring him up right after this first break we got coming up here. So sit back and relax. Right after this first break, we'll bring him on. God bless. We'll be right back. Hang on.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gear.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, we made it back to the first break of the show. We got 2 hours to go here. Again, on the line with me tonight, I've got Ralph Winterroth. Ralph, how do you pronounce your last name? I don't want to butcher it. I don't want to.
It's a winter road, like you would have a spring road, fall road. It's R-O-A-D, but it's R-O-W-D.
Well, Ralph, welcome to the show. And I've known you for quite some time, but I had no idea that your brilliance was as much as it is. I mean, I what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're saying and putting out there just absolutely rocks my world. And I hope we have lots of good time. And if anybody wants to call in, you need to get on board early. Those numbers to ask questions or comments, you'll be put in line, is 800-313-9443. Anyway, Ralph, welcome to my show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome, man. I mean, this is a blessing to me. I'm so lucky that I have this great job that I have, that I meet great people like yourself. I'm just a mouth. So anyway, where do you want to go with this tonight? Because I'm going to turn this over to you, and I'm going to sit here and take notes and enjoy and just party hardy listening to the brilliance that expounds from you, if that's okay.
Well, I think in 2 hours probably is to, first of all, I want to say we live in a republic. There's been a complete coup d'etat. We live with a dictator in a totalitarian government, and that's a fact. And this despot Obama and Holder, and thank God for Rand Paul, he got up there, and if you think that they can't kill us whenever they want to with drones, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. And then Holder, he comes out, and he puts a qualification in this letter that he gave to Rand Paul. He's states a letter and said, does the president have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil? And the answer is no. And so what does it take to be engaged in combat? All I got to do is say you're a terrorist, you're working against the government, you're a combatant, and that's a lawyer trick question or trick answer. That's a total non-answer.
I've been saying, and I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. However, these people, these clowns at the helm, have got such advanced weapons and technology that they can smoke you from. You never see it coming. And the drones is just another part. I think this big gun grab that they're advocating or whatever is nothing but a smoke screen to get our eyes off of the real problem with this, which in my opinion is how dangerous they are, what kind of nutcases we've allowed to take over the helm. And again, the gun issue is a moot point as far as I'm concerned, because they can kill us anytime they want.
Unfortunately, it is. But the thing is, when you get up and shout it from the rooftops, and the president, the despot, the interloper that's claiming to be president, which he's not, says, I won't answer the question straight out, and he has to have his underling put in trick answers. What do you think? I mean, if people are that stupid, then I guess, hey, bend over, because it is coming. At some point, it's going to happen, more out in the open. But when they can stand up there and talk about it, and nobody does anything. And then Rand Paul gets up and exposes some of this. And then these people like, if we call them people, McCain and these other senators get up and rag on him for doing that. That tells you right there, they're enemies of the state. They're committing, the President of the United States and these people are committing acts of treason. And treason is defined as waging war against the laws of the United States. And that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it, and nobody seems to care.
That statement right there is, I think, it in a nutshell. Trying to find people that give a rat's behind is getting so difficult. You know, they're all twisted and wound up in taking care of themselves. And I understand. I mean, I'm one of those too. However, I don't do this for the money. Lord knows I'm broker than anybody I do know. And I'm doing this for the sake of my children. I feel that in my lifetime I've had a sense of what freedom was. My children and the other individuals' children don't have a clue what they've missed out on or what they will miss out on, because they actually think they're living in freedom.
They do. Yeah, I lost a company that was grossing $2 million. They took me down. That's what happens. I had no idea. I started out with Joyce Riley. I funded the first Gulf War illness film, and that's when they started after me. I had no idea what these people were capable of. And I'm telling you, sky's the limit. They kill people. They do whatever they want, and they will do it.
You know, Ralph, we've got a police chief here in Fresno. His name's Jerry the Pedophile Dyer, who is a child molester. And I've gone on national television and exposed it. And every cop out in the field knows it. And there's been a couple that have tried to take him down and take him out. I think around 15 people in the last 10 years. And they're all now convicted felons. When it's that bad, and I see it real bad, and maybe I've just got a bad taste in my mouth because of the kind of idiots that I'm exposed to on a daily, weekly, whatever basis here in the little toilet they call Fresno. Maybe I'm just living in the wrong part of the country. Is it like this everywhere, or am I just in a cesspool of what I've got running around me?
Well, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and I'd like to play a clip here.
Sure.
Of Greenspan on public radio talking about independent agencies. And I want to briefly cover that and then lay the groundwork on why the courts are not courts. Uh-huh. And then one of my pet peeves, the most well-oiled criminal organization in America called the Internal Revenue Criminals. And I can prove it.
Great. We got less than 6 minutes. Can we do it in that time?
Let's play the clip. It's real short. It's only 51 seconds.
Great. Let's go ahead and get her done. Go ahead and play it.
What is the proper relationship? What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
frankly don't matter. But that's Federal Reserve. There's no part of the government. It's an independent agency. They can do whatever the hell they want, and you see that all the time. You see it in Katrina, when they had that. They went after the FEMA folks, and what people don't understand is that these agencies are not controlled by Congress. They created them. They fund them. And I'm going to go over that briefly, you know, with the IRS. And they fund them, but they have no control over them. And we sit on the sidelines, and they have hearings. That's all they can do. And they just pound the living daylights out of them. Oh, man, there's my hero. Boy, boy, get him, get him. Does anybody prosecute anybody? No. Bernie Madoff, the SEC, did anybody go to jail off the top? No. Did they answer the questions? No, but they just pounded them unbelievably because they're called independent establishments. Now, where can we find a list of these just to start to get a taste of who they are? They're not under the control of anybody. They sit outside the Constitution. And I have a 400-page book. Anybody will send an email. It's ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. It's a four-segment. FDR had this government research it out in 1937, and he endorsed this research. He endorsed it. And it talks about the headless fourth branch of government. And that is what is in control today. And if you want to get a list of some of them, go to 44 United States Code 3502. And who are some of these? Let me just list the ones that they do.
Yes,
now, please. They don't list FEMA, but it is, and that's a separate place. FEMA is an independent establishment. It's not controlled by anybody. Now, here's the game. Here's the list here. This is independent regulatory agencies means. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. We just heard Greenspan said, hey, Mike, we can do whatever we want. Nobody can stop us. And he's true. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission. The Consumer Product Safety Commission. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, the Federal Maritime Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, the Interstate Commerce Commission over all the vehicles that they steal from us because people don't know how they steal our vehicles, the Mine Enforcement and Safety Health and Review Commission, the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB and all the unions, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission, the Postal Regulation Commission, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, for all your stock market folks, the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection, the Office of Financial Research, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, of our money, and others. These are all independent establishments, and they're called the headless fourth branch of government. There are many governments, and the only thing that controls these things, the Constitution has no relevance. They were created outside the Constitution, and only the Federal Register Act of 1935 or the Administrative Act of 1946 has any sort of control over these things. And what these things do, what FDR was running, was had this research done, because they were taking away his presidential power, they make regulations. Man. And the regulations they make, there's only one kind has the force and effect of law. It's called a substantive reg. And it's made either by formal or informal rulemaking. And there's a process. The formal is used by the drug companies, which is basically like a little court and they bring in evidence. I won't talk about that. The informal is what all the other ones are. Internal Revenue Service. All these other agencies are to make informal rulemaking, and it's found in 5 U.S.C. 553, little b, little c, little d. And what does that comprise of? How does the system work? EPA is another one. Imagine, I mean, that's even been in the news a couple of times. If people read the news where the EPA took on our senator up here, Murkowski, took on the EPA, and the EPA head of that told our cold Congress, go to hell.
Well, Ralph,
we can do whatever we want.
We got another quick break here, Ralph, and I hope you're leading us up to the cliff, and I hope you're going to give us some type of a hope. So hang with us. We'll be right back.
That hen sticks on the passenger side. Cause she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Well, made it back again. We're trying to get another clip up here. Ralph, like I say, this stuff is so scary, and I don't blame anybody anymore for doing drugs. I mean, it's the only real, as I see it, chance that you have of escaping this. This stuff is all around us. It's rampant. And my buddy went, for 3-4 years now, we caught a guy stealing like 40 of his cars and turned over to the DA. They sat on it. And then they came out and they served me a couple days ago to show up Friday for court. They're going to pick the jury. And then they called him and they said, well, we're not going to prosecute. We don't have any real evidence. I mean, is there an answer for us? Is there any way we can do anything about any of this? I mean,
there is. There are answers. I got about 15 cases I got right now that I got my hands in providing legal research. Not an attorney. I've got one for for IRS criminal in sitting in the Fifth Circuit down there waiting for the appellate briefing to come out. I got a license in the Fourth Circuit, and I'm going to talk here briefly about what. And when we get to the IRS about what Beecraft's doing for Boyer out of Tennessee, he's sending up a false flag, trying to get a bad precedent. But what we need to understand, there's two things that are really important. There is no court system. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And we are being ruled by the headless fourth branch of government agencies. Now, we are taught that Congress, we have the House and the Senate, and they get around and they pass by a majority a bill, right? And then it gets signed by the president or vetoed, and then they override the veto. And that's supposed to become a statute of the United States. I think most people are somewhat familiar with that. What we're not taught, and what most attorneys don't even know, they don't even know how the administrative state works. There are substantive regs that has the force and effect of law. There are procedural regs that do not. They just show us how the agency works. There's administrative regs that don't have, and there's interpretive regs where the agency says, well, this is what we think the statute means. So the only ones that we need to be concerned with are the substantive regs. And now the question becomes, how do they make a regulation that has the force and effect of law that should bind you and me? How do they do that? I bet you there's nobody, almost nobody knows. Now, I want to play that short clip here. I got that very short clip. This took me about 10 minutes to get a baggage's top dog up there that does regulations to admit this. Let's play that clip here, 165.
Yeah, go ahead and bring it up.
So then I could be assured then that Senator Begich is aware of how the informal rulemaking process, how it's supposed to really work to make a substantive reg then?
Yes.
Boy, that was now, short and sweet.
Yeah, well, it took me about 10 minutes to get that out of him. And then I was going to email him, and they won't take my calls anymore. They won't, you know, I caught him unawares and got in there and suckered him in, you know. If I get this guy in, I'm pretty good at sneaking through these guys. But anyway, so it does exist. There's out of Senator Begich's office. So substantive regs exist. So how do they work? It's found in, and then now this is the ones that would have binding effect on you the same as a statute, you and me. It's 553, little b, c, d. They're supposed to publish in the Federal Register a proposed rule. And they're supposed to say in that publication, in the Federal Register, that it's in compliance with 553 little b for substantive regulation. They have to let us know what they're doing, right? They're supposed to allow us to comment on it. And then they're supposed to come back with a final rule. They're supposed to address all of our comments in it. They're supposed to also, again, say in the Federal Register, we're in compliance, we're making a substantive rule, but it's they just say we're in compliance with 553B, little b. Then the rule goes into effect. It sits there for 30 days under D before it goes into effect. Now, this rule has 60 days then. The Congress is notified. And this is where the Senator Murkowski and there's a guy out of Oklahoma, too. I can't remember his name. He challenged the EPA. And they have Congress has got 60 days. It's called the Congressional Review Act. That's in 5 U.S.C. the 800 series. So Congress has got 60 days to come up and get a majority with almost no time to talk on the floor or anything. It's just a wham-bam and do it. And to come up and get a majority of the Senate to vote and say, we want to stop this regulation. And it's almost never, it's about as rare as hen's teeth. Never happens. And then once it's written into concrete, Katie bar the door. Now, it doesn't mean it has the force and effect of law. The senators and representatives refuse to go there. I guarantee you. I have pounded on this one big time. Now, the question becomes, does the Internal Revenue Service make any substantive regs? No, and I can prove it. They even admit it in their books. We don't do them. Does the FEMA do them? No, they don't have to because they're an independent establishment. Does the Federal Reserve do them? No. SEC? No. FCC? No. So what? So we have a process, but nobody uses it because nobody understands it and nobody will go there. These attorneys won't touch it. They know better than to go there.
Do the congressmen and senators understand or know this at all, or are they just kind of flying by the seat of their pants also?
Well, I don't know if Begich knows, but I know his top dog does because I finally got him cornered, and he said he did. I couldn't get in to Murkowski, but she knew enough to do she's a lawyer. She knew enough to do the congressional review, so unless she's really stupid and can't read. But there's a Department of Attorney. Department of Justice attorneys and lawyers that I've dealt with, they have no clue what you're talking about because they make some of the damnedest, stupidest things and signs. They have no idea how it works. They're not taught.
Well, Ralph, hold on a second. We got a long, short. We got a long break after this, so we'll be right back. Just hold on, please.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we want to get right back on as quickly as we can because the minutes, the seconds are precious with somebody like yourself, Ralph. I can't thank you enough. So, take off, and you say there is hope. You're not going to leave me hanging here by
the... Well, no, there is hope. But the thing is, what we can't do is we're not going to be something if we don't understand what it is.
Correct. Absolutely.
We have to get, check it out. So now then, this is just a brief overview on the headless fourth branch of government that we have. And in 1986, Justice White, in a Supreme Court decision of dissenting, said the administrative state is one. That's what it's called, the administrative state. So now, where would we want to go? We want to go off to the courts, right? There are no courts. There are no constitutional courts. The federal courts are not constitutional courts. Alaska is not a constitutional, has no constitutional courts. Now, what's some of the stuff that we should look at that should just scare the living daylights out of us? In 1934, this is in 48 stat, that's statutes at large, 1064. They got around, Congress was overthrowing our republic, and what they said here, they were creating the federal civil rules of procedure. And what they said here, this is, let me just take an excerpt out of this. The courts of the United States shall have the power to prescribe by general rules for the district courts of the United States and for the courts of the District of Columbia forms of process, writs, pleadings, motions, practice, procedure, and civil actions at law. Said rules shall neither abridge, enlarge, nor modify substantive rights of any litigant. They shall take effect 6 months after their promulgation, and thereafter all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. Rules supersede statutes. Now, that was passed in 1934. It went into effect in 1940. And the one for the criminal side was enacted in 1940 for the federal, and that's found at 54 Stat 688. And they got the same thing. And thereafter, the close of the session, thereafter, all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. The rules of court control statutes. And that went into effect in the criminal rules in 1946, when the feds. Now, to really blow it out in the open, because Alaska, we came in, we're not one of the several states. We're not anything. We're just, we don't have counties, we don't have sheriffs. I mean, that's why ours is a good example. In 1959, we supposedly became a state. We come in on an equal footing with other states, not original states, says so.
Yep.
We came in as a state of the United States of America instead of one of the United States of America. So what do? The first thing out of the barrel, this is Supreme Court order, bar members, they take the territorial procedural statutes and turn them into rules of court, everything that's of any substance. And they did that with Supreme Court Order 3 and 4, and I have a copy of it. And you can go on the Internet to check this out. Now, this should shock people. What they did is, they said in this, they took the procedural rules. How can you have a right if you don't have any procedural? Before, all procedural was all statute. That was under the control of the legislature. So this is in Civil Rule 93. You can go on the Internet, Alaska Civil Rules 93. Legal effect of rules. Statutes superseded by the rules. The rules supersede the statutes. And then they go on to say, we can, in Rule 94 of Civil, we can relax the rules. Now the same thing is done on the criminal side. Rule 52 of the criminal, legal effect of rule, statute superseded, rule 53, relaxation of rules. So we took statutes, and then we turned them into rules, and then we said we can relax the rules, and then we turn around and say that our rules supersede statutes, and then the good arrogant, SOBs get around and say, oh, by the way, if the legislature patches any statute that is against any rule, they have to identify the rule and then do it by a two-thirds vote. If they just pass a statute and it's in, and there's a rule that deals with it, the rule wins. They have to identify. So, in other words, the statutes, when they pass something down there, they got to go look at the rules of court and say, can we please pass a statute? And, oh, by the way, we have to identify the rule that's in conflict, and we have to do it by a two-thirds vote. Does that start to get you a little bit on the scary side of life?
Oh, man. This whole thing's scaring the living daylights out of me, and it just takes my breath away, because it leaves me a sense of no hope.
Well, we've been pounded on them with Dave Gladden in Dillingham. We've sued the judges, we've sued the mayor and councilman and cops, state troopers, and we finally got Vanessa White. She's supposed to be a Superior Court judge. She admitted what they are, and this goes to what's going on in America. She said, I am an undersigned jurist. So what's that mean? Undersigned, she signs legal documents at the bottom, and she's a jurist, she's got a law degree. And she said everything else is without merit. She has put her finger into the Constitution of the State of Alaska, which is a piece of junk anyway, but it's still there. They have an oath for public officers. She's admitted she's not a public officer. The statutes mandate they take the constitutional oath. She's went against those statutes and said to hell with them. There's statutes over there in Gladden's case where they get around and sold his property and they're supposed to count for the money. And she said you can't even file any further cases, even though they haven't accounted for the money. So the statutes and the Constitution are irrelevant.
Is that just scary? Yeah, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So a lot of this, I'll bet, even trickles right down to the garbage that's going on with the people taking their people's property, the foreclosure crap. I'll bet this all somehow filters down even into that, doesn't it?
It does, because all of the federal courts have a Form 61 where they admit they're all employees, signed by the same thing as the Holder, Department of Justice, and all those. Well, they all have a Form 61. They're all employees. They're not officers of the United States. And the jurisdiction of the federal courts is supposed to be under the Judiciary Act of 1789 in the Constitution. Well, they made statutory stuff, and they got this all set up. They did the rules of court in 1940, civil. They did the criminal in 1946. In 1911, they took the Circuit Court of the United States, and it actually says that the judicial power is moved into the District Court of the United States, which is still the constitutional court. Then in 1948, the District Court of the United States, the last constitutional federal court in existence, went into the closet, and they created the United States District Court. A brand new court, out of thin air, and its jurisdiction is setting in 28 U.S.C. 132, and it's not the judicial power of the United States that they're talking about. Let me find out here very quickly. And when you read it, because it's supposed to be the judicial power in all cases in law and equity, exercising the judicial power of the United States. That's why you see a rising under, because when we go into those courts, these are our inalienable rights that are secured with a limited delegation of power in organic constitution, state and federal, and by statutes made pursuant thereof. And these are special things that's never been done anywhere in the world before. That's why it's arising under. Admiralty does not arise under. The UCC, all the commercial stuff, it does not arise under because that's been in existence. But this stuff arises under. So now, they do, again, a little verbiage, and it's very clear once you stop and read it. Because it's supposed to be arising under all cases law and equity, and it's the judicial power of the United States. So what kind of judicial power are these kangaroo courts? This is in 28 U.S.C. Section 132. It says here, each district court shall consist of a district judge or judges for the district in regular active service. Isn't that just special? Justices or judges designated or assigned shall be competent to sit as judges in the court. Now, isn't that this special? Here's the killer. Except as otherwise provided by law, and by the word, anytime you see the word by law, that can mean regulations or administrative stuff that comes right out of the Administrative Act, manual of 1947 of the Attorney General, I can prove that, or rule or order of court. And here's the killer. The judicial power of a district court. Judicial power, but how the hell did the judicial power of a district court? Judicial power of the United States means the constitutional adjudication, and it says the United States, that's our constitution and our statutes. What the hell is the judicial power of a district court? And it says, with any respect to any action, suit, or proceeding, may be exercised by a single judge. Judicial power of a district court, there is no such thing. The judicial power is by only what we have given you, and it has to be for the judicial power of Texas, the judicial power of the United States, the judicial power of Tennessee. That's the Constitution and the statute. How did a district court, judicial power of a district court? Well, that's sitting with all of this kangaroo civil and criminal rules and all this nonsense. Sitting in la-la land where the judge can do anything he wants in that court. He's not under any constraints to follow any law, any constitution. That's why they don't want to, people have gone in there. I used to go in and say, let the record show the Constitution of the United States and the statutes made thereof, and the Constitution of Alaska, the statutes made thereof, is not the rule of law in this court. Silence. And I said, by your silence, you've agreed to this. Oh, my God! They finally stopped me saying that. They interrupted me because they knew what I was doing. And I can prove it because I've got the oath of every justice judge in Alaska. There's not one of them as a public officer. And finally, Vanessa White, in an order, said I'm an undersigned jurist, and everything else is irrelevant. She doesn't do constitutional law. She doesn't do statutory law. Now, why is that important to you and me? Because when we walk into that court, there's one person in there that's supposed to be independent, and that person is supposed to only use as a guidelines and as a rule of law the Constitution and the statutes. If that person is not bound by that, and we go in there, and they can do anything they want, I'll just walk into any law office and say, here, would you like to put on a black robe? You want to play, quote, judge for today? That's what we're doing. Does that get scary?
It gets real scary. You know, a regular on my show here is a very dear friend of mine, Howard Griswold. And he's been just plowing through on actions of breach of fiduciary duty. But listening to what you're saying, that seems like it's irrelevant, doesn't have any matter whatsoever, because they don't have any fiduciary duty to do anything. I mean, they're
basically above the law. Am I reading this right?
They're totally outside the law. They're not bound by any constitution or any statute. They can do whatever they want.
But you say there is hope. We do have a way to shackle
these. There is hope, and the only way hope is for us to expose them and go fight like Gladden's did. I mean, he lost an $800,000 piece of property on an ordinance that doesn't even exist.
Oh,
they can't admit the ordinance doesn't exist, but yes, they codified it. How in the hell do you codify something if you can't find the text, right?
Exactly.
And he went up on a Cooksey plea. They indicted him for 32 misdemeanors. He went up what Cooksey plea means on the validity of the statute. We go to the Court of Appeals, or he did, and they come out with an opinion that says it can't be used as precedent on anything in law. Now, when we go to the Supreme Court, you know, on our knees, because they don't have to rule, and they say denied. So there's no precedent. They won't go there because it bankrupt the city of Dillingham, because they're collecting taxes and the ordinance doesn't exist.
Well, it appears to me, Ralph, like these clowns, they were never happy with just taking a little bite out of us. They're bigger and bigger chunks, so there's not a whole lot left. And I think the American public is about to the tipping point where, I'm scared to death over it, is we're going to see blood in the streets, and it's going to be on both sides. There's going to be, on both sides, and I almost feel sorry for these cops, because they're dumb as posts. They don't have any idea that they're simply cannon fodder for the powers that be. And what's it boiled down to? Is it all about the money? Is that what's got us
well,
to here?
Money and power and something else they want to be very careful of.
Okay.
The police, and I've got it right out of the Wasilla Police Manuals, that's right in our statutes, are nothing more than professionals making citizens arrest. The only person that has the highest law public officer in our country is a sheriff.
Right, right. And that's another question. Okay.
He's supposed to have a bond.
Yep.
He also has the power of what's called posse comitatus, the power of the county. He can deputize anybody, everybody. Cops can't do that. Cops are mere employees, and they work in unions.
Right.
And the police chief usually works under the behest of a mayor. He just, the mayor says, hey, would you like to be there? And they have no police power at all. All they are is armed mercenaries.
So we've had several court decisions, even right here in California, that have said just that the cops have, the police, have no authority whatsoever even to write a ticket, except on their property, federal land. That's it. And
it says in Anchorage? It says in Article 9, right in the ordinances of Anchorage, it says they can only, Title 9, which is all the traffic citation and all that nonsense, only has effect on drivers of government-owned property.
Right, and again, we're holding their feet to the fire. In fact, I think it's North Carolina, they told their cops, after a tribunal of judges agreed with what you're saying right here, that the jig is up, guys. Get everything you have out of your name, because they're going to start coming after us on a personal level. And I think that's wonderful. They're running scared to a point, but then you got these yahoos like here in Fresno that roughshod, they're too stupid to know any better, and that's what it boils down to, and it's all about the money.
If you really want to get to the bottom of any traffic citation, they've been leaving me alone for quite a few years now. Go to your DMV, okay. Go to your dealer, or send me an email at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. I'll send you a manufacturer statement of origin. On the front of it, it says it describes the vehicle. It says it's property. On the back, they warrant the title, and there's no security. It's that document. Whoever has it at the original is hand-carried to DMV in Alaska. And they go over there, and they supposedly scan and destroy it. They're securitizing is what they're doing. But anyway, they hold the original document. It's theft by deception. That's a felony. You can act it back. I just haven't got to write in the litigation, and I'm going to put it out there. So what they do is they give us back a certificate of title,
right,
which is creating a commercial document. It says so right in the UCC. But then it says, I am a registered owner in the commercial world means debtor. And it says, I'm a legal owner, which means I'm using somebody else's property. And it says other security interests may exist that's not shown. So what they've done is, I am using their property no different than if I went down and leased a car from Chevrolet, then I have to abide by all their stuff. That's why we have all these cases of right to travel that don't go anywhere, because the cop looks at the license tag and he says, well, hell, there's one of the state's property right there. That's evidence. Got the registration on it. He's got probable cause. He's a mercenary on stolen property. And so you go to the DMV, wherever the state is, the car was told to, that's where the original copy will exist. You get that and go in there, and then you start saying, hey, wait a minute, here, under, that's why we have this quasi stuff. You see all this quasi criminal stuff.
And, right.
Yeah, because they're operating in the commercial world. It's not civil, it's not criminal, it's quasi. They stole our property and control it, and we're using it. We've agreed to it unknowingly, unwittingly, to use their property. Now, airplanes are done with bills of sale. You have to send the original bill of sale to the FAA, and it says on there, on the bill of sale, full legal and beneficial title. So whoever has that bill of sale, and you have to send that in. So now you're under all the regulatory nonsense and all that crap. That's how they get the airplanes, and that's how they get motor vehicles.
Man, Ralph, hold on. We got one another break here. You want to call in, ask any questions of me, you want to be as depressed as I am, call 800-313-9443. We'll be right back, Ralph. Hey, Ralph, hang with me.
On the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We're blowing through the first hour. We made it past another break. This is Jack Bauer. My name is Joe Scully, American Reconstruction Project. If you want to call in for the second hour, that number is 800-313-9443. Rob, gosh, I hope you've got some answers here, because I got people sitting on the ends of their seats, right on the edge of their, ready to take the cyanide pill or the blue pill or the red pill, whatever it is, to get back into the cocoon, because this is absolutely mind-boggling, not to mention scary as all Hades.
So.
Well, I tell you what, I have a special list for $120 donation to keep myself afloat. You have to get Skype. I give you all kinds of documents, but they're out of the Federal Register and they're PDFs. And I have an IRS list for $250 donation per year. And I give you, I keep you up with PACER and other stuff that I found in the law library, which we're going to talk about next hour, on the Internal Revenue criminals. And I encourage people to read it. And if you really want to get involved, you need to, one, get your facts straight. Check it out yourself. Use your critical thinking. I accept questions. My phone number and everything here, I try to help people as much as I can. Because I want people to understand this, because until we understand how we've been enslaved, nothing's going to change. And beating on all these dead horses, it's just a corporation or, yeah, it's a corporate type figure, all those things, but you have to understand the enemy. And if we don't understand how they are using wordsmithing and what's really going on, we're not going to beat them. We're not going to get our republic back.
I'm getting Skype from the other side here. People want to do it slowly. If you have a website, give that out. Give your email. How can people contact you?
I don't have a web page yet, but I used to, and I took it down. It got infected so bad, and I got Dreamweaver, and I haven't got a new one up. I have a guy that was going to help me. I've just been so busy, I haven't got to it. But Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com is my email.
And if any of you want to get directly in touch with him, I don't give out numbers. That's just
I do. By 907-357-8003.
You are
that's
a brave
man. That's my home phone. Yeah, it rings all the time.
Sounds like mine. Yeah, and if any of you miss that, talk to my producer. That she has the permission. And thank you very much for Crystal for being there, putting up with us. Get hold of her. She has permission to give out my information. So if you want to contact me, and again, I'm so blessed because I know people like yourself. I'm sitting here with bated breath, and I'm not easy to shut up, but you've had me pretty quiet for this first hour.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's worse because I've been doing this a long time, and I finally got through the maze of the baloney. And it's been several trips to the Supreme Court with the fellow, and I have, in 2 years, I had 84 traffic citations. I mean, I pounded on them, and they pounded on me. And you only find these things out. I got right in there. I've had 6 misdemeanors, I think, it's dropped against me. They got me on one. I've had 3 federal stings. One of them, they got me trying to help out some people in Chickalin Village to get their driver's licenses going. I get to court, and I turn around and look behind me. Nobody's there. And then I find out you can't sue natives. I said, oh, God, what the hell am I doing? I said, I learned a lesson. He who will not fight for himself, ignore him and go on and wish him all the luck in the world. And if he goes to hell, say, well, man, I hope you enjoy the temperature.
Well, you know what, Ralph? I hope I can talk you into cleaning out that back bedroom you got, because I want to come up and spend a couple months with you. Just I want to, if nothing else, absorb it through osmosis. This stuff is so fascinating, for one thing, but it's scary as I'll get out. And, I do somewhat fear for my life. I just hope that they hit me hard the first time and I go down easy. But I think it's here. I think it's right around our ears. It's coming. And if you want to call in again, your chance to get hold of him toll-free is 800-313-9443. After this little short break, we'll be right back. Ralph, stick with me for the second hour. We'll be right back.
He was a little man, just turned 3, took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.